One of our most revered and iconic days is fast approaching, and of course that's Anzac Day. The day means so much to so many of us, and none more so than the vets themselves and their families. The RSL sub-branch and Legacy do magnificent work in supporting them, and today Morning Magazine welcomes two vets to the microphone. Good morning, Bruce Miller, OAM, Vice President of the Caboolture Moray Field and District sub-branch of the RSL, and Glenn Woolman, OAM, past Secretary-Treasurer of the Caboolture branch of Legacy and also RSL and sub-branch of Caboolture. Gentlemen, now Bruce, I'll start with you, if you don't mind. As past President and current Vice President of the local sub-branch, you wanted to speak to our vets and their families to help them by drawing their attention to something in particular. And what is that?
Thanks, Rosemary. Look, what it's all about is, and I've done this previously, published articles in the newspaper, and that is the difference between an RSL club and an RSL sub-branch. And we're a sub-branch, and we don't have anything to do with drinks, poker machines, anything like that. Those days are gone for us. We are purely involved in the welfare of veterans. And to that end, we've now opened up for a longer hours during the day. And we've also got people available to speak to veterans, have a look at their problems and see if we can solve them on the spot or put in applications for pensions, etc. But we also have a drop-in area where you can they can come in. We've got a library, a military library. We've got cups of tea, coffee, biscuits, whatever you like. The idea is to get the veterans in and keep them away, if they wish, from the gambling and the drinking that has been synonymous.
Synonymous.
Synonymous,
yeah.
With RSLs in the past.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we do these days. And they can call us any time or drop in during the hours of we're there from 9 till 2 these days. And so if they've got any problems, all they've got to do is come and see us and we will point them in the right direction if they need to go somewhere, or we can handle their applications for pensions, etc.
That's fabulous. And it's right in town. It's right in
King
Street.
Yeah, we're right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we are at Unit 11, 75 King Street, Caboolture. And there's parking at the rear of the building. And it's upstairs on the first floor. And there's a lift. If they can't get up the stairs, there's a lift available. And there'll always be somebody there to help out between those hours I mentioned before, 9 and 2 o'clock.
That's pretty fantastic. Just give us that address again,
okay,
Bruce,
so
just in case.
It's Unit 11, 75 King Street, Caboolture. It's right opposite the shopping centre, the main shopping centre in Caboolture, so you can't miss it. There's a little walkway beside the tourist agent.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just down there. It's well signposted.
Good.
So shouldn't have any problem finding it.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Bruce. We're going to talk to Glenn Woolman, OAM. Now, Glenn, you've worked tirelessly for Legacy for many, many years, and you're freely giving of your time still, aren't you? Can you keep us up to speed with what you're doing?
Yes, Rosemary, I suppose time, as we all know, when you volunteer to do things, you never have time really for yourself. But the reason and the purpose behind it all is you have an interest in what the people in society are, and be an ex-service. You want to pay back all those years that you gave to them, and you want now to look after those families whose husbands have passed away, or vice versa, their wives have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing, I suppose, you can say with a legacy is our main role is to look after the widows or the widowers, their children, and any other dependents that may be involved with them. That's our role, to look after them.
Yeah.
And it's a great reward after serving for so many years in the regular army. It's a reward to go back and know you're looking after some of your mates' wives, but more importantly, those that came before you. And in my case, I've got widows ranging from their 40s to 100.
Wow.
So, you know, yeah. And it's nice. I've known some of these ladies now for just on 20 years. And it's been a pleasure knowing them because they just become one of your mums.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And so, yeah, that's the important thing of giving. And it ties in with what Anzac Day is all about. You know, it's about the veterans. It's about those that gave their lives. So you're paying back something and looking after those who aren't able to. And it goes back to the end of the First World War where the mates came home and said, we'll look after our mates because towns were tiny. People knew, everybody knew everybody. So you looked after your mate's wife and their children. So that's where the role of legacy has never changed from that. And I think that's the big key that keeps me interested. And I'm in a situation where I have my own wife's situation, but that's also part of it. Mm. So you still feel like you've got to give. Mm. You know, that's the thing that keeps me going anyway.
I think, Glenn, that is the heart of a volunteer, isn't it?
It is.
It's more so than that with you.
It is. If you, and I think if anybody really wants to be interested in it, well, then get used to ring up the clubs or organisations and get yourself involved. Mm. Don't stay home and look at TV.
No.
Very important. People love to be around people.
They do so. That's what makes the world go round.
It does.
And we do thank you for that. Bruce Miller, OAM Vice President of the Morayfield and District, a sub-branch of the RSL, and Glenn Willman, past Secretary and Treasurer of Caboolture Legacy and past President of Caboolture RSL sub-branch, being on Morning Magazine this morning. Gentlemen, we thank you very much and we look forward to talking to you again later on, I hope.
Yeah. Thank you, okay. Rosemary.
Thanks, Rosemary.